Again, we live in a democracy, and I've always believed, even before coming to America, that the tree of Islam would not grow in the absence of freedom. It is like an atmosphere without oxygen. And we have some freedom here, not full freedom, but we have some freedom that we do not have elsewhere, that we do not have even in the most arduous and outspoken of the Islamic countries. And I think we should make use of this. And believe me, democracy is not alien from Islam. It is dictatorship which is alien to Islam. But democracy is the essence of Islam. Of course, Islam didn't know the word democracy because Islam came before the coinage of the democratic rules, etc. But if you take it, even the Prophet himself, the Prophet was chosen by God and received the revelations from Allah, and he would issue a statement or an order, and his companions would go and ask him, is this from God or from you? And if he says it's from me, says, well, it is open to discussion, it's open to revision, and maybe, and more than once, they convinced him to change his opinion, and he changed it. When Omar was Omar, the one whom everybody feared and respected, etc., and he was making a speech, and a Muslim woman would stand up. No, Omar, you don't have the right to say that. And the immediate response was, the woman is right and Omar is wrong. It's as simple as that. This is democracy in action, and the Shura, and on everything, it was the consensus of the opinion. And even we remember the Battle of Uhud. It wasn't the Prophet's opinion to go out to Uhud and battle there. It was his opinion to stay in Medina and defend it. But because it was the majority opinion to go and fight, then he changed his opinion and went and fought. Again, when the Prophet died, even before he was buried, the Muslims met in the Saqifa, and there was more than one candidate, and there was a discussion and a debate and a consensus. And Abu Bakr was chosen. Then he said, well, I have to take the pledge from the nation. And he kept meeting people to ask them, do they accept him or not? And he made it a condition thing. You obey me as long as I obey God. If I disobey God, you owe me no obedience. And naturally, whoever has the right to give the mandate has the right to retract it again. But centuries ago, this ceased to exist, and Muslims changed course from the dictates of Islam, and we are still suffering from that until this very day. So, this adds to my hope and optimism that Islam has to be grafted from a less hopeful soil to a more hopeful soil. And perhaps in America, and I hope we are managing to, we are rooting in America. And rooting, sending roots, it means our children and the grandchildren. Our roots are not our ancestors in America, our roots are our progeny. I believe that the scattered beads have to have a thread threaded into them to make them into a necklace. And I believe that the discrete droplets of water should coalesce and coalesce in order to form a stream. And I believe that we Muslims happen at this time to have covered the initial phase of our existence in America, and that is the phase of preoccupation with social and financial security. We come from home frightened and ignorant, and I think Muslims now have built themselves and their homes and have felt the security of living, of eating, of drinking, of sending kids to school. And the next phase, in my opinion, is not to choose a boss for all the Muslims. This is not the caliphate I am after. Europe has established a caliphate without a khalifa. And we shout, we want the khalifa, the khalifa, the khalifa, as if we want another dictator. But it is the stage of harmony, the stage of building bridges, the stage of the syncytium. You know what the syncytium is? The cells of the heart in particular are not discrete cells, but there are cytoplasmic bridges between the various cells that make the heart muscle contract, not as various cells or groups of cells, but as a total of cells. Each cell has its wall, but these bridges make the whole heart pump blood together. And I think this should be the upcoming phase of the Islamic centers, so that we interact with people, and through the interaction, people will get to know more and more about Islam, which is a principal duty of Muslims. God tells the Prophet, your duty is but to proclaim. It wasn't the duty of the Prophet to make people Muslim. It was the duty of the Prophet to make people know what Islam is. Our evangelization, our missionary part of Islam is not to evangelize people, but to make Islam known to people. You say the truth from your Lord, and whoever chooses will be mu'min, and whoever chooses will be kafir. It is a free religion before we say it is a free country. Even those who don't embrace Islam, they might embrace our values. Because the real remedy to American ailments, the remedy of AIDS is not the vaccine. And the remedy of the complications of alcohol is not to have more liver units in the hospitals or test them on the roads. It is here. It is a set of values. And Islam provides this set of values, which is the real preventive medicine to the various ailments the American society languishes under. So it will be a great service to Islam, to America, to humanity, to make our values known, because they are needed and the people will take them. All this plus waiting more, not counting more, but weighing more. And by weighing more, we should have an appreciable influence. We should have a palpable feeling in this community. And nothing better to do that than to use our election votes. And if out of the 5 million Muslims, we can create a 500,000 election votes, I think we can shape things and direct America and hence the world to the right direction, the direction of justice. And America, instead of siding with the injustice, will side with the justice. I can see the day coming, but it can be speeded up if the flame of faith is further ignited in our hearts, if we feel enthusiastic about it, if we feel we come to enjoy the togetherness of being a nation. This is not only a cultural event, it is not only a recreational event, it is a very enlivening and living, the meaning of a nation, of a community, forward-looking, hoping for the future, and gaining the victory it deserves, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.